With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman Artistic Swimming has introduced star testing to its program. Head coach of Caymanite Synchro, Alyssa Moberg, says star testing is a skills progression program that guides swimmers from the very beginning of their athletic career, as an artistic swimmer that is, working on the basics, for example, level 1, all the way through level 10.
Then they have some extra levels on top of that, which they call their superstar skills testing, and that's really geared towards those swimmers that are in the age group category, so competing on a FINA level. So we've adopted that. This is our second year running star testing. It's been such an awesome way to motivate the kids right off the bat at the beginning of the season to say, look, we've got about a month and a half to prepare. You can try and complete as many skill levels as you want in this first round. And then throughout the season, every 3 months, we offer star testing again. So it gives these swimmers clear benchmarks to work towards.
40 Cayman swimmers participated in the program, with almost everyone earning at least one certificate at the end of the testing. The star testing program was adopted 2 years ago from Artistic Swimming Canada, or Synchro Canada, as it was previously called. The ACX Play to Learn Basketball Academy got started on Sunday at the Arc in Kaimana Bay. Sefu Bernard is the founder of Athlete-Centered Experience Basketball, ACX. He says it was great to be back out on the court.
It's been long overdue given all that's gone on island around COVID. So judging from the response to registration, families are excited to be back out there. The kids were really enthusiastic, which was a joy to see. And we have quite a few new registrants, so it's been fun.
Okay, so on the first day, what do you do with the kids?
Well, the first thing we try and do is welcome them into the culture that we're trying to create at ACX Basketball, one where each participant feels seen, feels heard, and feels a part of it. Especially for our youngest groups, the kids that are 6 to 9, we want them to feel welcome. And the sport is new for so many kids and so many families. To bridge that gap sometimes is tough, so we use teaching games for learning, things that on the surface don't look like basketball, but are basketball. And we use that games approach to introduce the game. And then right away, we throw them out there, and they get lots of touches, lots of dribbles, and lots of shooting, because there's nothing more exciting than seeing the ball go through the hoop. So we lower the rims and use some creative ways to make that make it accessible. We've got lighter balls, smaller balls for all the kids. So as we like to say, we're going to get buckets, which means we're going to score a lot. And that's what we do to kick things off.
What's the enthusiasm? What has that been like?
Well, our three markers are, we call it sweat, smiles, and shining eyes. If we accomplish those three things, then we're hitting the mark. And judging from the feedback from parents, judging from the looks on the kids' faces, and the eagerness to be back and participate in the sessions, I think we're hitting the mark. You know, we have fun, we're goofy, we're silly. You know, making mistakes is an important part and a natural part of the learning process. And so we celebrate mistakes. We have fun while we're doing it. And so I think the kids are having a great time. And the feedback from parents has been extremely positive.
Visit the events section of the ACX Facebook page for more details. And a number of primary school teams were in action this past Saturday, just into their midterm break, as third-round games continued in the 2020 CUC PFL and GPFL leagues. Here's Radio Cayman's Paula Cal with the details.
In Group A of the CUC PFL, Truth for Youth were able to stretch their legs for the first time this season as they took on the winless Cayman Prep B boys at the Annex Field. In the early matchup, Truth for Youth's under-9 boys were defeated 4-0, respect rule enforced. But their under-11 boys were impressive as they battled valiantly against a Cayman Prep B outfit hungry for their first win of the season. The game was an exciting affair as the lead changed hands on a number of occasions before Cayman Prep B finally prevailed 3-2. In other Group A action, Cayman International School CIS defeated Sir John A. Cumber Primary 4-0, respect rule enforced, with the Lynn brothers, Ben and Robbie, leading the line for CIS in their under-9 victory. St. Ignatius Catholic topped Savannah Primary 5-2 in the under-9 game, but lost 0-1 in the under-11 encounter. In Group B games, Prospect Primary defeated Theoline L. McCoy Primary 2-0 under-9 and 3-2 under-11, and Triple C ran out 4-1 winners over South Sound Schools under-9, but shared the points in the under-11 game as neither team could find the back of the net in a 0-0 draw. In the COC GPFL Under 11 League, St. Ignatius Catholic defeated Savannah Primary 1-0. Cayman Prep Blue outlasted Georgetown Primary 4-0, Respect Rule Enforced. Theoline L. McCoy downed Prospect Primary 4-0, Respect Rule Enforced. And Triple C School and Cayman Prep Red settled for a 0-0 draw. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Paula Cowell.
The GPFL and PFL leagues return on Saturday, October 31st, following the midterm break with fourth round games. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.